Where's the roof?
Not the rent.
Where's the roof?
Not the rent.
Where's the roof?
Not the rent.
That was the sound of activists outside Providence City Hall Thursday night. They're calling on local lawmakers to pass rent control this year, pointing to skyrocketing housing costs with no relief in sight.
I'm a little disappointed in the numbers, but for the first round, this just shows us how much more work we need in the community.
That's City Councilman Miguel Sanchez, who is supporting the push for rent control. The rally brought out only about 50 people, but a chorus of horn honking from drivers passing by. Nina Harrison, a policy director at the Economic Progress Institute, called out one defense landlords have used while hiking rents: their taxes.
I've heard about opposition and fear from landlords about arguing that they should be able to raise the rent to whatever they want to cover the cost of increased taxes or maintenance prices. However, it does not seem that landlords are actually basing rental increases on these costs.
Direct Action for Rights and Equality, a local social justice group, already drafted a rent control ordinance, but it hasn't been introduced into the city council. Members like Sanchez and Council President Rachel Miller are supportive, but the ordinance will probably see some edits first. For the Providence Journal, I'm Amy Russo.